Hi, it's Phil Hendry. All the voices and characters that you hear on the show today will be voiced entirely by me. Well, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, this is General Kalen Shaw.
And I'm Margaret Graham. Thank you very much for taking that for me.
Yeah, take on account of the belt.
I ought to kick your
feet. Don't start the show like that.
What's he doing pointing out the fact that I needed a belch?
Rubber Leonard here.
Margaret Gray here. God Almighty. God Almighty.
I'm Bud Dickman. I'm truth is what I'm about.
Yeah, you know what, Dickman? That truth is what you're about. That's gonna get your head stuffed through another tree one of these days.
Amen to that. You can say that again. Word up to your mother.
God damn.
Thank you and welcome to the program, World Fendry.
Well, that's good. World Fendry is his name, like World Be Free.
Yeah, remember World Be Free?
Who was the other cat that changed his name?
The guy with the Lakers changed his name.
A guy with the Lakers did what?
Changed his name, like World Lloyd Free changed his name to World Be Free. I forget.
So now you are World Fendry.
Yeah, the World Fendry Show. All right. Hi, I'm World Fendry. No, I'm, is that Lisa Bloom?
What difference does it, what a... Boy, one pretty girl.
No. I think it is Lisa Bloom. What about it? What if it is? She's Gloria Allred's daughter. All right, so...
You know, Phil, any chance you get to drop the fact that you happen to know Gloria Allred? Jesus.
Yes. Mavis, you know, Mavis, my aunt Mavis still alive, I know that.
Yeah. No, I didn't. That wasn't the... Hi, welcome to the show. This is this is Phil Hendry, and it is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. This is the World Be Fendry Show. All right, so this is great to be with you guys. And coming up on Friday night, we have another Phil Hendry and Friends at the Hollywood Improv, Bud Dickman.
That's right. Greg Hahn's going to be our special guest with Phil Hendry and Friends and others to be announced. And you better go and see it. You know.
What does that mean, you better go and see it? I would certainly respectfully suggest that you all go and see the Phil Hendry Show. I might be there, then again, I might not be there. General?
Yeah, I might be there, then again, I might not be there. Well, why don't you make up your minds whether you're going to be there or not?
I might be there, but then again...
I know you might not be there.
I'll be there.
Thank you, Bud.
Maybe not, though.
So,
Well, Phil, are we invited or not?
Yes, you're invited. The Phil Hendry Show, Phil Hendry and Friends at the Hollywood Improv... on Melrose, coming up on Friday night. The show starts at 8 o'clock. Tickets available now. We got a link posted over on our Facebook page. We have a link posted on our homepage at our website, philhendryshow.com. So all you have to do is head on over there. And as you see those sliders go by, man, you know.
You know, that reminds me, what are those sliders? They have any...
Yeah, called White Castle.
Yeah, those White Castle sliders. Oh, baby. So just remember to go to the website, and just like a White Castle slider... it'll slide right down your...
Well, now you're saying that Phil's show is going to go into someone's mouth. Oh, God.
I didn't say that at all. Let me handle it. So go to the website, to our homepage. You'll see sliders going by, meaning banners. Sliding banners, and those will tell you where, when, how, and what. I mean, all you have to do is click on it, man. It'll take you to the Hollywood Improv link. Yeah, Greg Hahn is going to be with us, and we have...
What mean others to be announced?
Because we're going to book some other people, okay? It won't just be me and Greg. As great as he is, we will have others. We have our feelers out, if you'll pardon the expression, feelers.
Yeah.
Are you having, but what's your name again?
Bud.
Why did I call you Bit?
You called him Bud, or Boop.
Anyway, so you haven't given anybody the round of applause lately.
I haven't heard anything that's worthy enough.
Oh, horse manure.
Other news to tell you about, June is drawing to an end, which means that our June promotion is drawing to an end, and that is, with a one-year subscription to the Phil Hendry Show website, you get a voice character, you get a voice message done in the character of your choice. So, in other words, these people are voices here.
You know, can I say something?
I know, how am I going to keep you from saying it?
I'm going to say I don't like the idea you better do it, General.
We don't like the idea of being identified as voices. I feel that I'm much, much more. I'm going home today to my wife, Patsy.
No, you're not.
Well, I'm pretending like I will.
All right, so what do you want me to do?
I would appreciate if you just say that one of us will voice a message.
Okay, that's much better. So if you get a one-year subscription to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show website, then one of our many guests will voice a message for you. One of our many guests, contributors, members of our panel... You know who they are. It can be a great one of many we've had. How about General Galen Shaw, of course? General Shaw, by the way, is on Twitter now. How are things going over there?
Just get through this promo. I'll tell you all about Twitter in a minute.
All right. General Galen Shaw is here. How about Kurt Queedy and Guy Barton?
Yeah, that'd be fantastic.
Or Dr. Ron Tarner. Or you can have, Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, Stephen Bozell, a great many. Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Yeah, Ted Bell's pretty popular.
In fact, Bobby Dooley.
Oh, Bobby is very popular. I'm more popular, but Bobby's very popular.
Well, I hate to break the news.
Excuse me?
I hate to break the news.
Well, you better start breaking some news.
Yeah, God.
She has more followers than you on Twitter.
Oh, that doesn't make... Well, ask me if I care. That doesn't matter. I'm not over there jerking the girk.
God damn, Margaret.
Well, I'm not over there doing a muffin rub.
Hey, Margaret.
I'm not over there playing with it. Well, the same way that she does. I've got a job. I'm not a housewife sitting there and going, ooh, here are my thoughts. She is an empty, I love you, Bobby, if you're listening. You know that I love you, and you know that I respect you, but you're an empty-headed slut.
How the hell can you say that you respect a woman?
She knows what I mean. I have nothing but the highest regard and respect for my sisters, all of them, whether they are working women, whether they are at home, whether they are, wherever they are, however they are serving society, and yes, their families. I love them all and respect them all, but Bobby, you know and I know, your husband knows, certainly every man at Kookaroo knows.
Jesus. Well, that's true.
That you're a crawling slut, you're easy, you're cheap money.
That's about enough of that, okay?
What got into you?
Yeah, what's the matter with you, Miss Henry?
Don't give me this horse stuff about how, you know, you see, I respect you, I love you, I can't live without you, and you're a cheap wailing slut. I will not listen to that.
I never use those words at all.
Not specifically.
Right.
Well, you know that I didn't fail, but...
Okay, Margaret, thank you. That's fantastic. Let's go over to traffic now because...
Traffic.
We got to get our act together, man. We got to get this show on the road. We got out there. Bob Bacon is out in the highways and byways. Bob?
Hey, Bill, right now they're out there. Freeways out there. If you've gotten out of town, you probably thought you're out of town. But if you're wearing a pair of pants that are out of town, get being sure of it because this has started at 5 a.m. It's going to be going well around the Wild One. And the Route 4 of the Wild One, too. Hey, Channel 19 has got the great movies for you. Coming up tonight, it's going to be Slob. That's Slob. That's the great 1958 classic with the Barton and Elmer Brothers and also the Carter Ride. That's Slob at 9 o'clock tonight. Bathtub Channel 19. Go on out to Skyboy.
Hey, man, I'm going to spare the big land. I just wanted to round the thing Latin. I got a hot nut going in. It looks like that hot button going to be up and I'm all the way down. And a man come downtown with soft stick. And all right, then, here's Boy Scott in his sweet pan. Oh, I'm going to go to the house. 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 I'm going to go to the
I'll take that one.
Coming October the 15th to the Flatland Parade Grounds in the city of Calaba, the 15th Regimental Brigade presents Twirling Rifles and Making It Look Interesting. Yes, this is our rifle corps. They twirl rifles, kick them, and say things. Marching up and down on hot asphalt, they'll blow you away with some of their precision moves. We don't know what it's called because this is being sponsored by a civilian outfit and the Army wants nothing to do with it. But the 15th Regimental outfit, we think it's the parachute unit, we're not sure of anything, will be out there. Twirling rifles and making it look interesting and saying interesting stuff. They kick the rifles up in the air. They kick them down. They say things like, Johnny went to school with a gator on his back.
Twirling rifles in an interesting way at the parade grounds.
Flatland in downtown Cassaba. Guys, I'll tell you right now, you got to look your best, feel your best, and be your best. You got to perform at your best. I don't know what it is about you guys, but you look like pigs. And you got to look your best, feel your best, be at your best at all times. That's what I mean by being at your best. You better be over at your best, which is my best, my store. Come on in for jackets. Come on in for shoes, socks, underwear, things to put on your head. It can be a hat. It can be something else. It could be something like a balloon animal. You never can tell here at Howard Best's. Look your best, feel your best. Come on over to Best's.
Is that really your name?
Of course it isn't. Come on over to Best's, and we'll give you half off today on all of our sports jackets, on our tuxedos, and our pants. Too big? The pants could be taken in. Too big in the crotch? You know, we'll do what we can. Come on over to Howard Best's. We've got the great-looking shoes. We've got great-looking slacks. What else do we have? What else do we sell?
I don't know.
All right, the place is empty right now, but we're getting in things. I don't care what it is. Right now, we're selling one of these inner tubes. Yeah, you can float around in the pool in this.
Howard Best's. Look your best. Feel your best. At Best's. At the Flatland Parade Grounds, Cassaba.
I'm the man on the Silver Mountain.
And welcome back, everyone, to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California.
Yeah, right now, I have Don Berman, and Don Berman is on the phone right now with us. Don Berman on the phone with us from the newsroom at Channel 19.
What are you talking about? We're not doing Don Berman. We're doing
Don Berman.
Why don't you shut up?
No, we have on the line here Mavis Leonard, who's driving around right now. Mavis is on her way to get some breakfast. We thought we would talk with her because, I tell you, Chipotle, Mavis, and I know that you've been a fan of Chipotle's, is back in business, obviously, after that E. coli scare. But they've got all kinds of promotions going on. And I know as a fan of Chipotle, as a fan of their food, as a fan of what they've offered, because you're a big fast food fan, Mavis, I know you're going to be looking forward to getting back over there, right?
Right now, Bill, I've had, this morning I've had a breakfast at Wendy. I went over to look and see they had the breakfast, which is not in fashion just yet.
Bill, I had a breakfast at Ronald McDonald.
No, not McDonald, but there's a place that said they're going to serve up the breakfast.
Well, the Brexit is an issue in England.
I know that, but they said they're going to have the Brexit breakfast.
Oh, there is a fast food place that's doing the Brexit breakfast.
Not breakfast. Oh, God, have you had surgery involving a knitting needle going up your nose?
No, not talking about breakfast.
I know you know that, General, but...
I'm sorry, I slipped into a bad habit. So, Mavis, you're on your way, though, to Chipotle. Let's forget about Brexit for the minute. That's going to be a joke we'll just milk for all time. But we're talking here about the Chipotle people. This was Chipotle's Mexican Grill, which is a very, very popular restaurant, but they had the E. coli scare, right?
They had a variety of problems. They had an E. coli scare. They had a problem with norovirus, I think it was. They had salmonella.
It's called salmonella, dear.
I know it's called salmonella, but I nicknamed it Samnilla because it was a coincidence what happened. And Robert, you know the story. I remember that name.
No, that man you went out with a long time ago.
I don't care, a long time ago. Phil, I went out with a man by the name of Sam Miller, and he was filthy from the day I met him to the day that I dumped him like a hot rock, you know, in the stream. Now, he was a generous man. I loved him very much, but he stunk to high heaven, looked like a greasy slob. Come over to the house first thing and say, if you got any toilet, I need to wipe because there's no toilet paper in my house. And
you went out with this guy?
I went out with him for about 6 months, yeah.
Why?
Because he was rich. Get a load of this guy.
Hey, it's pretty funny.
I tell you, I'm talking to a guy over here. And
hey, Mavis, just talk to us, all right?
Yeah, I got Charlie driving today. Charlie, say hello to everyone.
Hi.
Charlie is driving away. I want you to take me to Wendy's and eat the square one.
You had that yesterday, Mavis.
Don't tell me what I had yesterday. I said I got to get a square one. Take me over to Wendy's.
You going over to Wendy's for breakfast?
No, I'm going to go over to Wendy's to get the car wash. Yes, I'm going over to Wendy's for breakfast. And
you just said breakfast, dear. We're trying to break everyone of that habit because it's a... Even though it is in Phil's mind and therefore it goes into all of our mouths, if you'll pardon the expression, don't do it, bud.
You just said something slipped into your mouth, and all I'm trying to say is...
Come on. Break it up, break it up.
Oh, boy, you are lucky that he's here to step between the two of us.
Margaret, you know, consider the source. And in Dickman's case, the source... I'll tell you this, the source is not a high mountain stream, all right?
I don't know why I'm plotting that.
Me neither.
But let me say this, Phil. Chipotle is making a comeback. They are having a rewards program. They're going to give away 2-for-1. They have got all kinds of cut rate prices. It's going to be a beautiful thing.
Now, did you stop eating there?
Well, I had to stop eating there. Everybody had to stop eating. I'm not going to eat at some places. Got the no-no virus or whatever the hell that is.
No, it's called the no-ro virus.
Say it again.
No-ro virus. I don't know what that is, but...
Well, obviously, a very serious set of health concerns there.
Well, yeah, it's a serious health concern. And the other thing is they had a salmonella. That's what I was going to tell you about.
This man, Samnilla, was a man that you knew. And so every time you hear of salmonella, you think of him.
Yes, I do, because Sam... was a filthy swine. He's a wonderful man. I loved him very much. But a dirty son of a bitch, you know what I mean?
All right, and so in any event, that's what you think of when you hear of salmonella.
That's what I think of, yeah.
Now, Chipotle, with all of the promotional efforts that they're making, you're obviously a Mexican food fan.
I love Mexican food, but I love Mexican food the way I love it, you know. I don't like the, I just don't like to have a lot of the lard, you know.
Well, you know, some of the original Mexican food that's, you know, from Mexico, I mean, really from Mexico, it's a little heavy on the lard.
Yeah, it is. I don't like that. I want to have it all gringoed up. I got to have it Americanized, and I want it now.
Hey, you want to go over to Chipotle now?
No, I don't want to go to Chipotle now, Charlie. I got to go over and get me that square hamburger. Now, a square one, you know?
I know the square one. You had it yesterday.
I heard you tell me that already. I'm having an argument with that driver right now.
Well, he'll take you where you want to go. We're talking to Mavis Leonard here on the Phil Henry Show about Chipotle, the famous restaurant that had a very very big scare in terms of E. coli. What do you think happened, Mavis, and how have they corrected the problem?
Well, they have obviously in concert with the health department. If you just pass the plate. God.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were going to Chipotle.
I said for the 9 millionth time, I'm not going to Chipotle. Oh, God, what a dumbass white man. I got to get that.
Now, come on.
Mama, you can't say that.
I'm not kidding. I want to get Walter back. This guy, this is a dumb white man.
I didn't know.
I told you 500 times. Get your cousin Walter back, Robert.
All right, but I don't know. I think he's back in school.
I got to get a smart black man driving this car.
That is absolutely racist.
Yeah, you're being racism.
Oh, give me a break. I had Walter driving this car. I gave this white man a chance.
That's not fair.
All right, I'll tell you what. I want to go to McDonald's. Go ahead, give me the McDonald's, and all is forgiven.
Yes, ma'am. All I need to do is hang a right turn.
What? You got to hang a right turn?
Yeah.
But McDonald's is on the left.
Oh.
Oh. Woo! I feel like...
So, Chipotle.
Yeah, Chipotle, they had a number of problems, and it was very serious. E. coli, nothing you want to mess with. I got the news that day. And I had just come home from jogging. I'd done some wind sprints down here at the high school.
What do you mean you've done some wind sprints?
It's like I don't stutter. I said I don't.
You're out wind sprinting. I mean, you're a woman in your 70s.
Darling, we're curious.
No, I don't even know. I don't remember you ever sitting there doing that.
Well, I'm telling you now, I had been doing some wind sprints, and I've been working with weights down at the high school, and I came home.
Wind sprints and
working with weights, huh?
Yes. If I got to be sidetracked...
All right, I'm sorry.
That is amazing. Are you... You're not...
What is it with all you clowns?
All right, so go ahead. Tell us the story.
I'm talking to a guy over here. I'm only kidding. I'm not talking. So, where was I?
Talking about doing wind sprints.
I'm doing...
No, we want to know about the whatever happened, the news.
Right, that's right. I got home late last night, about 7:45. And I'm sorry, that's not it. I got home...
Late last night, 9:45.
Late last night, about 9:45.
That ain't what you were going to say. You said you got home a couple of weeks ago.
Not a couple of... This was back when the E. coli was back in October. So it wasn't late last night, about 9:45.
All right, so it was in October.
Phil, how many times are you going to be auditioning for the pork pig? And you ain't going to get that job.
I've told him a million times, Mavis, quit auditioning for Pork Pig. He won't get the job.
You call him Pork Pig for?
That's the formal for Porky.
Well, you guys, come on. So you're trying to... I want to know how you found out about Chipotle. I want to know what your response was. I want to know how you came back to the company.
I found out. I came back from doing wind sprints and lifting weights. I get a call from Arnella. You know her, Robert.
Yeah, no, Arnella just had a dry cleaner.
That's right. She called me up. She said... Did you get the news? She said, because I've only just now heard. I said, what? She said they dropped some E. coli over Chipotle, and people are, you know, doing 360s or on a toilet right now. I said, boo! Well, you know what I said. So next thing I know, they shut it down. So I said, well, I'm not going. I don't need to do a 360.
What do you mean 360s? Never mind. It's all about...
Yeah, it's...
Diarrhea and...
All right, well, I think they understand.
Oh, all right.
So I said, look, I'm going to go there. And she said, well, the health department's all over, like, white on rice, and they're going to get that thing out. So you let me know when it's all cleaned up. Well, I just got the word late last night about 9:45.
Are you doing that song again?
No, I actually did hear late last night about 9:45. Someone called me up and they said it's all cleaned up.
All right, I...
What's with you?
I just... The way that you get information... You're a big fast... Why, by the way, Mavis, have you become such a fast food fan?
I like fast food because somebody else prepared it for you. They do it fast. It's good. I don't have to cook. I don't have to wait. I can have any kind, like Chinese. They have Mexican. They got regular American food. You can go get Italian food.
Go get Italian food with fast food?
Yeah, you can get some of them Parmesan pockets, some of that garbage they sell it. I shouldn't say garbage, you know, J and the B. Hey, Anna.
Yeah, J and the B has some very interesting ones. You also have you ever had the pita pocket? But you get a pita?
Say that again?
Have you ever had a pita pocket?
I've had a pita pocket. I'm not sure I know what it is you're saying.
Yeah, he's saying pita pocket.
I've had a pita pocket.
Yeah, J and the B.
Not a J and the B, no. I've had a pita. What is it with you?
Well, Jack in the Box serves the pita pocket. That's my understanding. Excuse me, I gotta get some water.
Yeah, you do that. Yeah, I had that. And they also had a chicken parmigiana. Now, the chicken parmigiana is a very, very interesting and very delicious. You know, look at that, Phil. There's Jim Gaffigan doing a commercial. Why don't you do some of that?
Because Jim Gaffigan's got, he's, you know, got a TV show.
He's doing a commercial now.
Never mind about Jim Gaffigan. That's looking good there, Jim. So you are going to go back to Chipotle when?
I'm going back tomorrow. I was going to go get breakfast today. I was going to go get breakfast today. I was looking for that breakfast sandwich over there at the breakfast place, but I found out they ain't got none of that, so.
All right, so you're not going to get breakfast. You're getting breakfast, and you're going over to Wendy's.
Yeah, as soon as Jackass here. How far away are we from Wendy's?
I don't know. Quite a ways right now.
Oh, what? No, there it is right there.
I'm sorry.
As soon as the genius over here,
how you doing?
I'm good.
Go ahead and order whatever you're ready.
I want a square hamburger, all right? Just a square one.
All right.
Yeah?
Anything else?
No, that's it. Just
all right,
a square hamburger.
Be 747. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thanks. All right, this is what I ordered, but I don't give a shit. I can't stand it in this place,
huh? All right, thank you very much, Mavis.
Well, I'm 1281. This is good. Yeah, no, this is a square hamburger.
That's the one you wanted?
It ain't the one that I wanted. I wanted the square hamburger with a little bit of cheese on the top of this. What's this?
That's not the plain hamburger.
No kidding. I gotta go back, Phil.
All right. Mavis, thank you very much. Thanks for filling us in on Chipotle, and thanks for letting us know that all is well in the fast food restaurant business and industry. And by the way, you know, with all of this health concern stuff, and...
Hold on, Phil. You got a napkin up there?
Give me that.
They gave me napkins. I need more than napkins. I need a towel. You got a bath towel?
Anyway, Mavis, considering all of the health concerns that people now have...
Hold on, Phil. I'm sorry. I got a bath towel. A bath towel. That's what I got to have. That or nothing at all. You know that song, All or Nothing? I'm sorry, Phil.
All right. Well, we'll let you go. You have your sandwich.
I just wanted a bath towel.
I'll look for it.
All right, Phil. Thank you.
Mavis Leonard and...
That's eating at Chipotle.
You know, I don't know where she's eating. She said she was at Wendy's.
She's going to be at Wendy's, then she's going to Chipotle. You know, you could get far, not that I've got anything wrong with your aunt, Robert, but far better guests can be had. If you really want to talk about the problems that Chipotle has had.
No, I want to talk to someone. All of my guests have to be, you know, from the regular walk of life.
Well, they're all the same people. They're all people you know, and I know why you do that.
Yeah, because I do their voices.
Well, yes, but...
that's why I do that.
Yeah, that's why I do it.
And you hear those clickers, the loud sound.
Oh, this is Matrimony from
violent
Wale.
Metal.
This is Matrimony from Wale. He opens it with a little bit of a Jerry Seinfeld comedy bit. So we're going to go to the other side with this. It's World Famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. Coming up, Dean Wheeler and Don Berman.
The wedding is...
But are you going to introduce Don Berman, right?
Yeah, I got Don Berman.
And Dean Wheeler's going to be talking to us about his wife, Emerelda's new album, I Like It Like That. It's finally out, available on CD. Really coming up at the World Famous Phil Henry Show.
It's like...
This is the World Famous Phil Henry Show for the El Pacifico in Southern California. We'll be right back.
The Porter Hotel, a place where you can relax, sit in a big tub of water, warm it up, have yourself a bubble bath, and then order out a delectable array of steaks, cheeses, chilies, wines, beers. Sit in that tub of water or lay on the bed. Never leave your room. At Porter's Luxury Hotels, we do it all for you. You never have to move. In fact, you don't even have to breathe. We'll do that for you, and we'll grow your hair for you, and we'll also digest your food for you. Nothing, I mean nothing, do you have to do when you come to
Porter's Hotels.
In the beautiful Wycliffe region, Porter's Hotels, it is expensive as hell. Thousands upon thousands of dollars every night you'll just throw right into a garbage can at Porter's Hotels. The thread count, I can't even begin to explain it to you, on the sheets, on the beds. The very luxurious robes that you'll find. The great, exquisite appointments and the beautiful vases and paintings and things in the hotel. The lobby, all of the restaurants, everyone decked out in tuxedos with top hats, the waitresses and the maids, everyone there to lick your ass.
Porter's Hotels.
In the Mayberry Mall. Porter's Hotels. What else can we tell you? What will we not do for your business? How will we not degrade ourselves? There are no ways. We are here to supplicate ourselves to you if you have enough money. Money.
Porter's.
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 Porter's Hotels, another Brubaker property. Hi, this is Christian Brubeck. Do you know that every day someone is plummeting 5-6 stories? Christian Brubeck is my name, and our business is window coverings, window decals, just everything having to do with windows. We don't want you walking through a window and hitting the street. That's why we make our windows look like walls. We make our windows look like a wall, so you wouldn't dare go near it. You can look out and see things if you get up close enough, but basically it looks like a brick wall. And we, for extra added measure, put a machine gun, so it looks as if you're in prison. One thing's for sure, you'll never walk through a window and plummet 5 stories. How do I know? You got it? I did it once.
Hey.
Christian Brubeck's window coverings. We do it for all types, all makes, all models, cars, houses, boats, anything with a window. Anything you can look out of. Submarines. You bet. We'll do it. How many people have walked through a submarine porthole? Wouldn't you like to know? Christian Brubeck's window coverings.
Hey.
In Feel Good City.
Nah, good terms, how that ended. But it surely put a dent on
world famous Phil Henry Show. Welcome back. This is Tuesday, huh?
Hey, did you get that prescription?
Talk about a prescription. Yeah, I got to get the prescription. Today is record day for F is for Family, but I'm not going to be able to make it down for my scheduled record because I have this sinus headache stuff that I take and can't get the prescription. You know,
I got to tell you something, Phil. You take a lot of medicines, and I know it's because...
It's because I, have a sinus thing.
Yeah, sure.
But, I just wanted to say, don't you think you could have a little bit more organization in your life?
I've got a lot of organization in my life. I knew it was running out. We're getting a prescription refilled. Hey,
Now don't start talking about it because you live so far away.
But we do. We do, man. We live a long way away. Anyway, today is that day. So, the good people over at F is for Family are going to reschedule our record. And then tonight is a rap party.
Tell us about this. What is this rap party?
Damn, Stanley's going to go to a rap party. The Bubba rap?
Yeah, it was like hip-hop, right?
No, not hip-hop. I already told you guys.
All right, well, tell us again, man. You're on the air. There's people out there. They're listening in right now. Before the show, it was just the BSPs. Only they were getting the lowdown.
What it is a rap party for the TV show Love that I had a very small part in. And so, that's what that's going to be. It ought to be fun. It ought to be, a lot of fun. So we're going to head out to that tonight around 7 o'clock. And,
now, who was in that show?
Just some nice people. I can't off the top of my head. You're going to make me...
look at Henry. You're real organized, huh?
Paul Rust.
Paul Rust is very funny.
Nice guy.
These people, they treat you good, huh?
Oh, yeah, everybody's very nice. And I just did one episode. Yeah, Paul Rust, Claudia O'Doherty. O'Doherty. I don't know, man. And then Jillian Jacobs, that'll put me in good with those guys. I just butchered her name up.
Well, you can take another run at it.
Never mind. So great time. Great people. Nice folks. Had a good time. And we're going to be at the rap party for that tonight. So
now, Judd Apatow, you worked for him in This Is 40.
I did a very small part.
You should go up to him and say, hey, Judd, how about giving me a starring role?
Yeah, Phil, you know, just go up and say, hey, Judd, let's do it, man. Let's make Hollywood history. You and me and...
Oh, I ain't gonna do that.
Why not?
Because I'm not gonna do that. You know, I'm not gonna bug the guy. He gets enough of that stuff in his life, and I, frankly, you know, I don't want to do that. So, in any event...
You don't have any ideas, huh?
Never mind, man. So, in any event, that's where we're going tonight. And then, and then we have a 4th of July party. So, there's some stuff happening here this summer. There's no question about that. Right now, gotta get on Don Berman.
Yeah, I got Don Berman. He's gonna be talking with us right now. And Mr. Berman is at the right now. Mr. Berman's at Channel 19 Newsroom about a very interesting story. Mr. Berman, this is Bud Dickman. How are you doing?
Oh, Bud, I'm doing well. Thank you very much. Are you hosting the show today, or is Phil there?
No, I'm here.
Yeah, Mr. Henry's here, but I want to ask you, because this is an interesting story about a Ronald McDonald.
Well, the Ronald McDonald, what happened was, and before we get too far into it, this is not the Ronald McDonald that works, is the mascot of McDonald's. This is the Ronald McDonald who's just a man.
You say the Ronald McDonald. Do we know who he is?
No, you don't know who he is.
Well, I know who Ronald McDonald is. He's a guy at McDonald's.
This isn't that Ronald McDonald. I'm just trying to tell you people, okay?
Calm down.
Yeah, calm down, Mr. Berman. It's okay.
Don't tell me to calm down.
All right, Don, we're sorry. So which Ronald McDonald is it?
It ain't no Ronald. Hold on for a minute. It ain't no Ronald McDonald that you've ever heard of. It's just a guy named Ronald McDonald, and he got shot outside of a Sonic. You know, and I was about to come into this thing laughing my ass off, excuse my French, laughing, and saying, hey, I got a great story for you guys, Bud and Phil and everyone. A guy named Ronald McDonald, and I was going to be laughing, and now you got me, now I'm ready to kill somebody.
Well, now, come on, Don. We just want to know, when you say Ronald McDonald, it's not the clown.
No, it's not the clown.
Unless, of course, you think the guy probably is a clown.
Yeah, I don't know. Look, Phil, can I leave now?
No, Don. Okay, but...
Mr. Berman, I'm sorry. But let me say what Mr. Berman's trying to say is, Ron McDonald, okay, this Ron McDonald.
First of all, his name isn't Ron McDonald, all right? He's not mayor of Chicago. I'm talking to some guy over here with half a head. And
all right, just talk with us.
Well, I'm just saying his name's Ronald McDonald.
Yeah, but it's Ronald McDonald, just a regular guy.
Just a regular guy, right. His name happens to be Ronald McDonald.
All right, well, you could have said that.
Yeah, you could have said that, Mr. Berman. Say, a guy just happens to be.
Well, what are you guys talking about, man? You know, are you trying to tell me that you believed it was actually Ronald McDonald that got shot out in front of a Sonic?
Well,
you know, stranger things have happened. If a man is the mascot for McDonald's, and he wants some brownie points with his bosses, he decides to head over to Sonic. And to not throw down, but he decides to head over to Sonic to represent. So he's standing in line.
What do you mean represent? Are you serious? What do you think, this is gang warfare? The guy, you're telling me, no clown that works for, I wouldn't know, but I would think that...
That's just it. You don't know. Let's get off this Ronald McDonald went over to represent. This is not the clown.
No, it's not the clown. The clown is Dickman, and...
I didn't do anything wrong. I'm trying to bring it on.
Well, then, just bring it on, man. Don't,
Try to bring on the subject matter.
Yeah, all right. You want me to take over here?
No. Just gonna say Ronald McDonald is a real guy, and he got shot.
Yes, he got shot out in front of a Sonic. Now, that's the part that I thought was pretty funny. Now,
what's funny about a guy getting shot?
Nothing if the guy dies, but this guy's okay. It's a non-life-threatening injury. Oh... If you guys would just let me kick this stuff out, kick the information out, you might have some fun with it. Fuck. You know.
All right, watch the language.
Sorry. So, this guy, Ronald McDonald, 36, was shot. He's got a non-life-threatening injury, according to a statement released by the Lumberton Police Department, which is in Lumberton, North Carolina. And what he said was he apparently got into an argument.
That's interesting. A place called Lumberton you would think would be in Oregon.
Yeah, I guess you would, but this is in North Carolina.
All right, so it's not in Oregon.
No, it's not in Oregon. Oh, man.
All right, just don't get your feelings hurt. Go ahead.
I'm not getting my feelings hurt.
Just go ahead, Mr. Berman.
So anyway, he gets shot. He apparently got into an argument with another man outside the fast food joint and they exchanged gunfire. Now, McDonald, Ronald McDonald, is married to one of the restaurant managers. And I thought it would be funny to say, I was going to slip this into the news story, but they told me I couldn't do it. I was going to say, Ronald McDonald happens to be married to a restaurant manager of a McDonald's, you know? But they wouldn't let me do that.
Well, he's married to a restaurant manager.
Yes.
Which one?
The Sonic.
Yeah, he's married to the Sonic restaurant manager.
And the name is Ronald McDonald.
Yes.
Well, you know, that's the... I wonder if they could use that for promotional purposes.
Well, I thought there was a lot of things they could do. They could have some fun with it. You could say, hey, kids, Ronald McDonald got shot out in front of our restaurant. And guess what that means? It means that McDonald's isn't as good as Sonic. Come on in, get a Sonic burger, because Ronald McDonald, you know, forget it. He can't step foot in our restaurant without taking a bullet. You know? You know, Phil?
No, I don't know. I don't think that would work at all.
No, that would be... I think that's a disastrous ad campaign.
I don't think it is at all. I think it works.
Well, I mean, it works in this day and age.
Now, the thing of it is there is so much violence out there.
Bingo, right there. Just what the man said. There's so much violence out there that you could use that in an ad campaign.
Are you serious? You're going to say to the kids, hey, kids, you know, our burgers are so good. First of all, Sonic already has an ad campaign going, those two guys.
Those guys are done. I told one of our ad execs over here, Randy Davis, I said, are those two guys on the Sonic? And he said, yeah. I said, the redheaded guy in the other case, yeah. I said, that is so old. Why don't they shoot Ronald? What you do is, hi, we're Sonic. Here's what we think of the competition. Bang. They blow Ronald McDonald away. Now.
Well, that's a little violent.
You're going to show this to a family.
What are families looking at? Oh, God, get a load. Oh, man, I so want to say to a guy, I'm talking to a guy right now, but there's nobody around to talk to. Everybody's cleared out.
Where are you?
In the newsroom.
Yeah, I hear a lot of people in there.
It's a recording. I like to play a recording that there's a lot of people in here when it's empty, so I'm actually piping it through the speakers.
So there's no one there?
No, this place is like a haunted house. Dead. So, any other questions so I can get on with this report that I'm doing?
No. You got a tape going?
No, you got a tape going. Which is it?
Do you have a tape going?
Yes.
Wait, hold on for a minute. You're telling me...
Look, I want to finish this up. So the idea is... And I said this to Randy. Well, here's Randy right now. Hey, Randy, what do you think of that?
Well, I don't know. I have to talk to my uncle about it.
Now, Randy's uncle is L. Ron Martin, who is our general manager, and the guy that's always coming over here making espresso.
Yeah, well, I'll have to talk to him about it.
Well, it's a beautiful thing, though. So if you have Sonic, and you've got Ronald McDonald, and you say, kids, come on into our restaurant, because we make great burgers, and Ronald McDonald, he can't do anything. As a matter of fact, he's in the hospital. He's been shot. And then you pull out a gun, and you blow away some clown, right?
I don't know, Dad. I have to talk to my uncle.
Yeah, you do that, okay? You go ahead, genius.
You know what, Don? It ain't going to work.
Why is it all you people ever think about doing over there is standing over me, then squatting, then pulling the cheeks of your... Don Berman, thank you very much for reporting.
All right, Don, but listen, don't hang up yet. I think that it's an interesting story. I don't think you're going to get that much, you know, mileage out of it, but it's an interesting story.
Well, I thought it was funny until you guys are all, you know, wow, Ronald McDonald got shot and all this stuff.
Look, Berman, you're not going to, no one's going to.
Why don't you guys?
All right, we'll see you later, Don.
Yeah.
I guess we bummed him out.
I guess so. But you know something? I'm not really a big fan of raining on someone's parade, but I think there's something wrong with that man.
Oh, look, there's something wrong with him.
Now, the idea was sound. There's no question about it.
What do you mean sound?
Hold on. It's a sound idea. If you want to promote Sonic, you say Sonic Burgers is the best. Here's what we think of McDonald's. You blast it. You know?
Yeah, you blast the clown.
No, that ain't a sound idea, man.
I think it's a very bizarre... Did I just hear him say...
Yeah, he was talking about pussy.
Oh, for God's sake.
We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show. Boy, kids, it's summertime. Time for Nudigan's Hamburgers and Brats. Nudigan's Hamburgers and Brats grill up real good there on the grill. And after you're done grilling them, and you put some other things on the grill like French fries and maybe some onions, Nudigan's Brats and Hamburgers. It's so good, so delicious. We don't have a horn to honk. All we have is a Chinese gong. Nudigan's Brats and Nudigan's Hamburgers.
Is it from China?
No, it's not. It comes from America. Brats are something that's like from Germany.
What's with the Chinese gong?
Don't worry about it, all right? Nudigan's Brats and Chinese ham... not Chinese hamburger. Nudigan's Brats and Hamburgers.
Gong!
What the f*** was that? Nudigans brought some hamburgers.
I tear apart the pages of the story of my life.
Welcome back, Phil Hendry Show, and what is the name of this track?
This is Me, Myself, and Hyde. Ice Nine Nails.
All right, well, you don't look like you like it. No, I like it. It's very pretty. I just, Dean Wheeler going to join us right now from Northern California. Dean is right now promoting his wife's album that I know is out there on sale and will be on sale throughout the tour that she has coming up. Dean is right now at the Wheeler Resort there in Northern California. Dean, how are you doing? And welcome to the program.
Hello, Phil, and hi, everybody. It's great to be on the program. It's been a while.
Dean, I know you're very, very busy. You're getting the Wheeler Resort back up to speed after some, you know, we were just talking about Chipotle and the health problems they had, and I imagine
imagine a lot of the health problems you had with that funky spa, huh?
Well, you know what? We covered that the last time I was on the program.
I don't think we need to go down that road.
Yeah, we don't need to go down that road. We've gotten everything taken care of. And to say that our problems are as bad as this Mexican place you're talking about with the E. coli, I think is very, very unfair.
We're not looking to embarrass you.
All right, well then.
But I wanted to just know, I wanted to note for the audience that you are back up to speed, right?
Yes, we're taking reservations and people are booking and I can tell you we're sold out for a few weekends, so things are going very good for us. But right now I'm concentrating on getting out and making sure that we get Emerald's album promoted.
Now, Dean, the album is called I Like It Like That, but there was no track on the LP called I Like It Like That. I'm sorry.
There is no track called I Like It Like That. You're absolutely right. And we had an awful lot of pushback on that.
Yeah, a lot of people are calling up saying, is there a track called I Like It Like That?
It's not called I Like It. I know what you guys are going to do. You're going to call it I Lick It Like That, I Like It Like That. It's called I Like It Like That.
We're not going to do anything.
No, you do it all the time, every time you have somebody on. It's called I Like It Like That. And no, there is not a song called I Like It Like That. But we're going to rename, go with it, I Like It Like That.
Oh, you're going to take one of the top songs on the album, huh?
Well, it's not really a top song on the album because it's not one that Emerald has been able to master. So I've rewritten the lyrics, and I've got a recording of the band playing it, and I'll give you an idea.
Why don't we just hear Emerald sing it?
Because she's got to learn it first. Get a lot of talking to a guy over here.
Well, you guys knock it off. We're talking to Dean Wheeler.
No, well, I'm talking to a guy over here.
Stick with me here, pal. You can get a lot further. We're talking with Dean Wheeler here about his album, or his wife's new album, Emerald Wheeler's new album called I Like It Like That. Go With It, a song that has still not been recorded by Emerald because she hasn't mastered the lyrics.
No, she hasn't. It's a very difficult song.
Wait, Dean, all this song is Go With It, Don't Let the... I forget how it goes.
Yeah, see? It's got very weird lyrics. Let me go ahead and give you a taste of how I Like It Like That is going to go. Here we go. Yeah. Now, it's the same music bed.
Yeah, all right. So you're just changing the lyrics.
Well, we're changing the entire... Yeah, when you change the lyrics, you change the whole... All right. Imagine if the band is here at my house, which they're not. This is a recording of the band. Yeah, but I'd be looking behind me and nodding to each guy going, yeah. Like they're really, you know, they're in the groove. Okay? Okay, Mr. Henry?
Right.
All right, here comes. I love that. Here we go. I like it like that. I like it just like that. Feels real good. It looks good just like that. Yeah, it feels real good. I like it just like that. Yeah. All right.
Would you not do that?
Wait, hold on for it. Wait a minute. Are you telling me how to do my song?
I'm sorry.
What is that about?
You gotta understand, Mr. Wheeler. Phil doesn't like when people go,
I think, you know, we got a problem around here. Not so much with the FCC since we're digital, but I think this, you know, that's a sneaky way of trying to slip in the sound of somebody.
Yeah, the sound of a guy, you know,
Oh, you mean nutting?
Oh, for God's sake.
You know what? I'm going to get up and leave.
Which way? Well, I'm going to...
That's exactly what I did. You want to hear me do this? I'm going to kill Bud Dick...
Hey! Hey! Come on, watch it, will you?
What is it with you guys? Every time I'm on your program, and I try to sing the song, first it was Go With It, now it's I Like It Like That, and you guys got some problem with it.
I look, you can do the song any way you want to do it. I personally think that, what is that about?
Well, look, he's laughing.
Yeah, I'm taking note of the fact that you're laughing, Mr. Henry.
But what does that mean?
It means I like it like that, yeah. You know, in other words, the singer, in this instance me, in Emerelda's case, Emerelda, she is relieved. Yeah, that's the way I like it. She's been going through life, I've been going through life, whoever the singer is, not getting it the way I like it. Excuse me. I've been going through life not getting it the way I like it. Now I finally get it the way I like it. I like it like that. It's relief.
All right.
Well, I'm so sorry that it doesn't meet your high standards, Mr. Henry. This is the song that we're going
to
do.
I'm not criticizing it. I think it's a fine song up to that point.
Oh, horse dung, Phil. You didn't...
What does that mean?
It's a nice song.
Listen, this is going to be a lot easier for Emerald to get because the lyrical content, the complexity of the lyrical content of Go With It was blowing her away, man. She couldn't get that for love or money. This is going to be easy. Plus, I think the message of the song is way, way more positive.
I don't know what message you're talking about.
I just got done telling you I ain't been getting it the way I like it. Now I'm getting it. I like it like... Here, watch. I like it like that. That's the way I like it. Just like that. That's the way I like it. I gotta get it the way I wanna get it. All my life, I haven't gotten it the way I want it. Yeah. I guess that's too much for you, huh?
Little bit.
Well, that's too bad. I like it like that. Yeah, right there, just like that. Not like that, or either that way, neither. What are you laughing at?
Nothing. Right there, Phil. You show that you're morally bankrupt by laughing at that.
Yes, Phil, it doesn't sound like you care.
I care, I do.
Oh, wait a minute, hold on. Kill the music. Kill it. Wait a minute, I'm talking to myself. Kill the music, yeah. Hey, Dean, kill the music. Okay. Excuse me. What are you doing, Mr. Henry?
Nothing.
Well, I heard you go, ha, 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 ha.
You're right, Mr. Wheeler. I heard him do it, too.
Yeah, we were right here. We saw it.
Oh, so it's like that, huh?
What do you mean, it's like that? What do you mean it's like that? It's always been like that. Every time somebody pulls that,
Well, I'm just telling you, it gives the song the relief factor that it needs, and it connotes a certain sexual release. Yeah, okay, I'll give you that. I'll go ahead and I'll hand you that, okay, Mr. Henry? If you could just go ahead and wash your hands, theoretically wash your hands, and I'll go ahead and I'll slap that one right into your hand, okay? And then after I slap it into your hand, well...
You'll zip up.
Then I'll zip up. And
okay, thank you very much for that. The song is called I Like It Like That.
Well, can I just go out with the song? Because I think it's a very, very... Yeah, you know.
All right. The song is I Like It Like That.
And it is being performed by Dean Wheeler, a song, though, that he has written for his wife, Emerelda Wheeler.
Yeah. And can we end the show with it?
No, but we'll...
Well, anyway, this is the song. It's now going to be on. You've been asking for it. You got it. You want it? You got it. I'll give it to you. I'll give it to you at about 100 miles an hour, okay? As long as you're not wearing a cup.
Whatever that means.
Don't worry about it. Here we go. And go with it! No, wait. I got the...
Thanks a lot, Dean.
I got it wrong. I got the...
Dean Wheeler with the song, used to be called Go With It, now it's called,
That's called I Like It Like That. I think it's got a lot of potential, there's no question about it.
Well, I think it's an asinine song, and I think Dean Wheeler is an ass. I think Emerelda's got great talent, but, that husband of hers...
Wait a minute, wait a minute. That guy's written songs, he's taken no end of crap.
I agree with the general.
All right, I'll give him that.
That man has taken no end of crap from club owners and that wife of his with the horn. Blow low, yeah, sure.
World famous Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, go ahead. Give yourself, read your own credits, Phil.
All right. World famous Phil Henry Show.
No, you mean World Fendry Show.
Yeah, that's it. The world famous World Fendry Show is executive produced by me, World Fendry, for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on podcast one. Don't forget Dean Wheeler's new album, Amarillo Wheeler's new album, I Like It Like That, with the title track. Well, you heard it.
That's real good, man. Real good.
And in honor of that song,
Oh, God.
Yeah, see?